Welcome to Jessica Massey on the podcast. I am a women's empowerment coach, and I'm here to talk all things spirituality, business, money mindset, and absolutely everything in between so that you have the tools to know that everything is already inside of you and absolutely everything is possible. I'm so excited to have you on the show, and I hope you enjoy the journey.
Hello, beautiful humans. Welcome to this episode of the podcast. We have Emily joining us today to speak into all things numerology. And I'm just going to tell you right now, numerology has blown my mind. Ways you can use it in your business, in your personal life, and just such a depth that I've never heard spoken about before. So I'm so excited to share this episode with you. Don't forget to like and subscribe and let us know what you think. All right, enjoy. Hey, Em, how are you? It's so freaking awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you, my love. I'm fucking so good. I'm stoked.
Yeah, it's so great. So, Em, you're the numerology expert, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm sure many, many others are concerned. So, tell us a bit about yourself first before we get into numerology.
I am just your everyday wild card unicorn in a human suit. I've, you know, been in love with numbers for a long time. I'm passionate about anything to do with consciousness and society and the way that we can build new infrastructure and foundations to create the changes and how that happens on an individual level. It's all our responsibility. So yeah, anything along those guidelines of my life, I'm pretty fucking passionate about. And yeah, numbers are just a communication device to be able to express.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Even just before we jumped on, Em, you're like, oh, it's a 7 day set. And just the knowledge and depth you have into the codes in numbers and how you can just so quickly map that across into your everyday life is so cool. Like, it's actually like the cheat sheet for life in a way. Like, it's actual codes in numbers, right?
It's literally the fucking cheat sheet to the Matrix. Like, guys, come on. Like, this is wild. Like, there's no reason. Like, every single time someone starts awakening and they start seeing all these number patterns, there's a reason. Like, numbers are everything. All is number, as my boy Pythagoras said, you know?
All is number. So everyone sees numbers everywhere because, like, 111 is basically trending now, isn't it? So what does that mean?
111. Ooh, I can tell you what it means as an overlay, and it's completely going to be specific to that person. So like, I'm a big believer, like, I can give information, and I, like, when I work with people, I get them to feel it for themselves, because you can hold that number in your mind's eye in meditation. You can just like breathe into it. If you incorporate it into other ways of experiencing or questioning, you'll get what you need from it, you know. But as an overlay, 111, oh my god, one is new beginnings, it's planting new seeds, it's the initiation, like not initiation, that's more 1111, but the initial spark of something. So it's a reminder of like, this is a new beginning, or plant new seeds along this way.
Yes.
And because it's 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. So, and then the 3 is like expression and creativity. So plant new seeds in alignment with who you are and the way you are going to express.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much. Literally everyone that's ever seen 111, that's your message. And then, yeah, up to your interpretation, isn't it? That's so cool.
Yeah.
And I love that. Yeah. What was that?
I was going to say, like, what were you thinking about right before you saw it?
Cool.
Someone blowing something in the lawn in the background, and I'm just like, confirmation
station. Time to mow your lawn.
And put new seeds in it.
No, I love that you brought that up and into the space, because there is no one answer for everything. And so it's so great for people listening to realize that, yes, this is numerology, and it's all subject to how you are perceiving it. Like, everything I teach is about trusting yourself. It's learning how to listen to your message and trust yourself. So take in the information that we're giving you. I just got chills all over me. And then use your intuition and tune into it and how that can interpret to you.
Everyone is God incarnate. Like, you are here to do it yourself and remember yourself as your own chosen one. Like,
yes.
Of course. It's like fist pumping, so good.
We're all chosen. We're fist pumping the air. Like, yes,
we are the chosen ones.
And no, I seriously, I love that, especially because there's so many podcasts around, there's so many people talking about all these things. And it's actually bringing that power back into yourself to know that it's probably just reminding you something of something you already know inside yourself.
Like, word for word, exactly my feeling on it, 100%.
Yeah. Guys, I wish you could see Em's face right now. She's just, oh, this is so great. The energy is so high every time we get together. I love it so much. And so I'm going to be super, super broad, Em. Let's start from the start. Mm. What do you believe is the purpose of numerology?
Ooh.
Big question.
Oh my God. Okay. I feel like instantly numerology is like our gift that we are given from our ancestors across all time and space. Mm-hmm. This is my thing. It's like whatever constellation, whatever star seed, family, whatever, even from, you know, more lineage based ancestors of the land of Earth. This is given to us so that our little humans with amnesia who are waking up on this planet can get the downloads of who they are, what they're meant to be doing, how they can make sense of this everyday whack little life, whack little big whack life that they're living. Because it's, you know, like we come into this heavily programmed reality. And then we all get the experience of deprogramming and remembering unity and who we are, which is fucking dope. And numerology gives us the cheat sheet to the matrix and goes, okay, cool. So like you're experiencing, say for like an 8 number, for example, you're experiencing disempowerment and this, this, and that. The highest potentiality of that number is because you're designed to lead. You're designed to empower yourself. You're designed to step into your own authority and hold complete and utter respect for yourself, your loved ones, for the land, for everything.
Mm.
Every number holds the paradox within itself and the journey from the shadow, the contraction, whatever, or just to enlightenment within that frequency framework.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. That does make sense. And so, does everyone have more than one number, or is it one? Oh, I'm starting to remember this, isn't it? So you have your life path number, and I'm going to hand over to you because that's as far as I can remember right now.
You get basically all of your lifetime and all of the way that your personality is expressed, your gifts, your talents, your role you're here to play, the themes you're here to master, all of it can be charted out numerologically. So you have what I call a soul blueprint, which are the 5 core numbers that create your human blueprint. So it's as though before you came to Earth, your soul was an architect and it said, these are the structures that I want you to build within. And then you get shot out Earthside and you figure it out. You remember it.
5 numbers.
So that's your soul blueprint. So you get your life path number. That's the one that most people know, right? Yeah. That's calculated based on your birthday. Mm-hmm. People are always resonating like, oh, I'm an 11, I'm a 3, I'm a 6, I'm a 2, I'm a whatever the fuck. So that's the core. That's like, that is the strongest vibration for someone that actually it is very, very important for them. Mm-hmm. However, that is only reflective of the themes that they're actually here to learn and like the themes that not to learn, because I believe that we're just remembering, but that it's the pathway of what they're here to master to remember who they really are.
Mm.
And then you get, yeah.
Wow.
just like side note, yeah, like you're gonna have to remember some things. Yeah. And then you have the rest of your blueprint, which are the other four numbers, and that details like all that you're like the way that you're here to deliver what you need to deliver.
Mm.
What your talents are, the things that are natural for you, the like literally your sole purpose number, literally what you're here to do on earth.
This is such a big, this is actually really massive because I feel like numerology isn't used as much as, like, I don't know much about it. There's so much talk about astrology, so many other modalities, and numerology seems to be put to the side. And also paradoxically to that, everyone wants to know their purpose. Everyone wants to know who they are. Everyone wants to find out who they are, what they're here to do, and have a long time. And, you know, it's all part of the fun of finding out who you are. And though you're literally like, it's all in the numbers.
Yeah. And yeah, like I think there's this saying, you know, millionaires use science, billionaires use astrology. And I just want to like put astrology and numerology next to each other in that sentence. Because it's, I think that, you know, when you know what it means to begin to yield and wield really like large amounts of power and energy, you're going to need to start dipping into like what is unseen, you know?
Yes.
And so numerology is a communication device that helps us make sense of what is already inherent. And it's the unseen mysticism in a way, you know, because
yeah,
we've got numbers. It's everywhere. It's on our number plates. It's our dates. It's the time that we abide by. It's our birthday. It's every letter has a numerical value. Everything, all is number. And it all has meaning.
Oh my gosh. I'm just soaking all of that in. That is massive. And so beautiful. And I really loved that you said that of, you know, to really hold that power and wealth, whatever that looks like, you do need to start looking at what's unseen, like what is under the surface, all of these messages, all of these feelings like, oh, that's weird. I've seen 1, 2, 3, 10 times today. Like, yeah, it actually does mean something. Everything means something. And it's like, if your inkling says something means something, it absolutely does. And that's where I feel real, I forgot the word you used. It was so great. That big power to hold that is probably different than the majority. You need to start paying attention and looking underneath the surface and asking these questions, having these conversations like you're listening to right now, would expand your mind that little bit further so that you can open your mind a little bit further, hold a little bit more, see a little bit further. And that's where the real magic gets to happen.
Yeah, your face, so good. 100%. It's definitely where the magic needs to happen. You said it so perfectly and poetically. It's like, you know, I'm a big believer in the unseen, of course. And I think the thing is, like, even, you know, in what you do, babe, of like coaching and stuff, you work with the unconscious mind. That shit is unseen. And it's also over 90% of what dictates a human being and responsible for their heartbeat, for all these things. Real magic is unseen. But it's there, right? Hidden in plain sight. It's always, always there.
It's like, oh, I'm blinking without realizing. You're breathing without realizing. Like you probably can make a drink, drive a car without realizing. Like so much of our life is unconscious, unseen. I love that map across so much. Like, and it's so true because that's like, yeah, in my world, that's, and yours as well, many others, the only change can happen through the unconscious. Like you can't keep changing your conscious and not actually addressing the unconscious underneath. Like it's not possible. So yes, to address anything, it's looking beneath what is actually visible. Like so many people come with a problem, they're like, oh, my problem's I'm procrastinating. And that's what you see. And under the surface, the unseen is what's actually the problem. And then what, it's everything lies in the unseen.
100%. And like the unseen in healing, in anything, and in numerology, right? Like, so numerology is like each number is a philosophy for life. Like, that's pretty much, it's just a philosophy to go by. And there's such an amazing, you know, correlation with that and healing of, like, you know, just like unseen numbers in, for example, when an architect builds a house in the physical, every single thing is done to such precise measurements. Mm-hmm. There is a numerological or numerical calculation that keeps those structures up. Mm-hmm. And so likewise, there's a numerological calculation for that unseen energy that holds that person's unconscious mind in that state, that holds that person's connection to their ancestral lineage, to their intergenerational trauma or gifts. It's all connected, and it's all expressed just through number, like side note.
Wow. So how do you suggest people, so when did you start using numerology for yourself, and like how do you map it across into your life, knowing all the stuff that you know and business? It works, life and business, mm-hmm. same thing.
Yeah. Nice. So for me, yeah, numbers are like, honestly, I started channeling it through in 2020. I just started remembering calculations. Mm. So it was very, you know, like my human just had to sort of catch up. And then I went on a holiday like the following year. I met my teacher. She broke all of her boundaries to give me a reading. And yeah, needless to say, that reading has totally changed my whole world, my whole life. And honestly, it's through the way, like, so she's held the fort with numerology for a long time, big respect to her. And, you know, a lot of the calculations that I also remember, but that she, you know, she's 40 or something. She's been holding this line for a long time before New Age spirituality was a thing.
Yeah, that would be so hard. Yeah.
Like,
imagine these conversations that we're allowed to have, right? The fact that we're having this conversation in public on a podcast is so new, and so we're so lucky that we are able to. So yeah, so much honor for the women and men that have held it before us.
100%, so much respect for them. And yeah, so I learned the most of the calculations that I, like, you know now, I learned them from her. And yeah, so it was really when I met her, got a reading, and then she became my teacher. I harassed her. I was like, tell me more. I guess, you know, because it starts, most people start with that life path number. So they start with realizing in like a psychological, perhaps, and an archetypal way, what these numbers are showing and sharing back to them. And then, you know, as I dove into the other numbers, you know, so for people wanting to apply it, I mean, I recommend doing like I did, get a reading, figure it out, learn it, get a book. There are so many books out there. Like I've got literally one sitting right next to me, The Heart of Numerology. It's one of my favorites because it goes up to, it recognizes numbers up to 99. And I'm one of the numerologists that recognize that, but not all do. Some people stop at 33.
Mm.
As master numbers start from 11 and then go up 22, 33, 44, 55, and so on until 99.
So it misses out. So normal numerology or majority of numerology misses out more than half the major numbers. Master.
And it's fair enough in some ways. I don't think the collective have really known how to hold the gravity of what those frequencies really mean. It's just not, you know, I mean, people, I will say, like my teacher, she has held it for a really long time, and it's also been a lonely path.
Mm.
So, you know, now that we're coming online, you know, like myself, you, us younger generation are here now. It's like they put down the groundwork for us to incarnate and be ready to just go right for it. Like we're pretty young in our lifetime to just be fucking riding, like, oh, I'm into this now. Oh, I'm going to come online. I'm going to be psychic. Like, it's massive. So
yeah, to yeah. be like someone said, oh, ask me what I want to be doing in life, and I'm like, I'm doing it. Like I'm already doing exactly. Yeah. It's already doing it. And same as you, it's like we've already stepped into and embodying completely what is in alignment, like having that drive forward. And F yeah, we're so young, like what, first quarter of whatever, I don't know how old we might live to be.
Quarter century, baby. Yeah.
Okay. Who knows now? It's what we've just unlocked, like energetically. We'll literally be 300 years old and running laps on the ocean. I don't know.
That's
my vision
so
for the future is wild. I'm like, actually anything.
I see you like riding whales when you're like 200 and you're just like, yeah, we got this.
With my long braided white hair, like, oh yes.
So
honestly, anything is possible at this stage.
So good, man.
So truly. But that's amazing that you found, well, not amazing that you found it, because that was always going to happen, and though that you yeah. trusted yourself to take action and kept asking those questions, knew intuitively that she had something for you, and to go, hey, I'm drawn to you, you have something for me, is the most empowered action anybody can take in their life. Like I've done it as well many times for teachers, or if I see someone, I'm like, I don't know you, and you've got a message for me, and I need to know what it is.
Yes! 100%. Dude, 100%. And thank you. Yeah. I think that's just, you know, it's such a simple thing of like, just the more times you say yes to life, and the more times you say yes to interests and, you know, potentialities, and you go, oh yeah, cool, man. Like, let's give that a go. Just, it opens up, because it's just one big fucking experiment anyway.
It's all just one big experiment of fun anyway. I love that so much. And it actually is. Look, if anyone thought we were taking life seriously, we're absolutely not. It is, yeah. How much can you learn? And for me, it's all about helping. Like, it's all about helping people. It is learn, help people, play, have fun, live this beautiful life that we came here to live. Like, as you said at the beginning, like, our souls chose something to live in this life. And I often catch myself doing this right now. I'm freaking in tropic Queensland by the beach, and I'm like, wow, I'd actually chose to have this exact experience. Like, I chose to be this free, to be this, or like everyone in my family has had kids by the time they're my age, and I'm like, well, I'm still living completely in solidarity, having fun every single day. The people in my life, like, I look at you and I'm like, wow, the woman and men in my world are next level humans. And it's just like, cool, wow, I created this. I'm living exactly what I created. And so for what purpose would you play small and try and figure something else out that doesn't need to be there? Just fully be here and go, my soul designed this. How freaking cool. I'm going to play.
My God, yes, queen. Yes, that's fucking epic. 100%. Yep. 100%. I haven't. You said it all. I'm like,
I don't, that is the end of the episode. No, I'm just joking. No, I'm just joking. But yeah, and that just shows how interrelated everything is. Like, we're talking about numerology, and it's actually about spirit, about life, about everything. Because life isn't one or the other. It is absolutely everything. And do you remember what life was like before you started working with numbers and after?
Yeah. I mean, truthfully, I probably spend a lot more time analyzing things now, you know? Like, I'm so, like, I joke with myself. Honestly, I crack myself up so much. Go me. Like, I meet people and I'm like, I want to know your numbers. You know what I mean? And I'm like analyzing in my little brain. I'm like going, I can feel this, I can feel that, you know, because something happens. So like pre-numerology, I think I always, you know, have loved people and of like being curious. But I never realized that, you know, we have this way of making sense of all of the interconnectedness. Like that, you know, that there's something that exists that you can look into, and it will tell you like why someone is the way they are, or, you know, what the highest intention is for this person's particular suffering right now. And like all of, and, you know, because I've learned cosmic numerology. So in the teachings that I know and that I share, it's each number is also associated with a constellation. All the people who are like diehard curious on constellations and star seeding and all, like all that sort of stuff, and into stargates, or, you know, every number, like it shows you where you were conceived in the cosmos. It tells you where you're going to go, what stargate you'll leave through based on your blueprint, and, you know, where your gifts and talents came from, where you were born, like everything. And so honestly, it's just fucking fun. Like, I just get off on the enjoyment of it. And, you know, practical application into my life is using it as a tool to make sense of what my soul is wanting my human to remember right now through X, Y, and Z, through this relationship. I love looking at relationship blueprints, through this work, through this client, through whatever. And, you know, because every month the collective has their energy, and we personally are going through portals.
Yeah.
Every day we've got our own personal triple portal, and so does the planet. So the portal for that year, you have a theme. For that month, you have a theme. And that day, you have a theme. I work with this. This has probably actually been the biggest impact on my life because that's a daily thing that I check in with.
Your portal for the day.
My portal for the day and the collective portal for the day.
So what's the collective, do you know the collective portal for today?
Yeah, and it's so fucking perfect for what we're doing. It's a 7-portal day in a 1-portal month in a 7-portal year. And 7 is actually the number associated with numerology and sharing information.
Of so course, like, it is.
Oh, I know, so good.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And so you're, so is it like a little astrology? Well, yes, you know what I mean? It's like a little reading about yourself every single day of where you are landing in your path.
Totally. And, you know, it's practical. Like, I went through a period last year where I was in a, I had a 1 and 7 combination going on, right? Which is actually really similar to today and this year and this month, because we're in March now, and that's a one month in a 7 year. 7 is about intuition and is about wisdom. And the 1 is sovereignty and meeting your own needs and going within and being your own leader, having authority of yourself. And I had an experience where I was, you know, in a connection with someone, and I was not listening to my intuition, and I was in a 1 and a 7. So the experiences I were having were wanting to get me to master that, you know?
Yes, yeah.
And I wasn't listening, and I was experiencing the backlash of that. I was neurotic. I felt anxious. I was, you know, I was going through my human shit. And this is, and this, so this is the thing. So it's like, when you know what the energies are doing, you can be like, oh, that's what this is trying to teach me right now. I get it. Oh. So like right now as a collective, everyone is getting the opportunity with this 7-portal year to learn their mission. To fucking come online to their higher purpose.
Which is why the work that we like, that I do and you do, is so freaking important. And so, like, I work with coaches, I'm like, anyone that wants to level up and become leaders, because this, like, we are helping the majority of, I forgot that word, the collective is fully rising, and it's like, as many people that can hear these messages, have them and use them to step up and step into their power and into their mission, is like, that it's the whole reason for everything.
100%. 100%. Like, to a T, it feels, yeah, it just feels like now it's time to honor it. It's a real time for honoring what everyone's, you know, personal experience of life is, and actually acting in alignment and accordance with that. It's time, you know, it's time now.
Oh my gosh, it's time now. That was the way you said that, just landed so deeply in my whole body. Like, it's time now. Everything and everything that I've been feeling and seeing, it's a big level up. Like right now, it actually feels like the beginning. This is what I've been saying to my clients, and I truly feel this. And you saying that is such a confirmation. It's like, it's time. And like all of a sudden, everything feels different, and it's time to actually put all of those learnings, all of these nudges into action, start putting action towards.
Yeah, I love that you're feeling that beginning energy, because that's the one frequency of March. It's literally new beginnings, planting new seeds.
Of course it is.
That's
literally what I've been saying.
You mean you're in alignment? What? Oh my God. Job it.
And that's the thing, right? All actually, without me even knowing or studying numerology and having it to my conscious awareness, again, everything is related. So when you're tuned in alignment, like the messages that you're saying are confirmation of the messages that I receive, and we're able to play this little dance and game of, cool, yep, this is right. This is where we're heading. This is what's happening right now.
Yeah, 100%. And I love that you said that as like a dance, because it's literally like a dance. It's like every human has their unique expression and flavor. And it's like we're all, when we come and coalesce and do the little tango with each other, we're all getting the opportunity to just share our specific flavor and unlock and remind that next person of what the fuck they need to do right now. Ugh. Or give them confirmation, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
Every time.
Every time. I love that. And it's so cool because it's such a new way of doing things, of being things. Like I remember in the past, being around powerful women would have been intimidating. Or, you know, it's almost, in the past, it's like almost a competition of who can be bigger, who can shine brighter. Whereas now, we all get to be like, take up the most amount of space possible and dance around each other. Like you shining bright doesn't take away from my bright. And we're able to bring out the best of each other even further by being that. Like you sharing all of your knowledge here today is empowering so many hundreds, hopefully thousands of people by the time, you know, well, this is going to stay online forever. Like that's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. Like we have this gift to share, and by being you and big and bright, it actually empowers every single other person that hears it.
Snaps. So good.
It is so great. Like, yeah, I love that numeral. Like, it doesn't take away from anything. It only adds. It's just that extra layer, that extra depth, that extra understanding. And I am sure there are people right now that are going, this is a piece of information that I've been missing, and this is answering a lot of questions for me. And maybe they're going to DM you right after this and go, Em, I need to know more. Can you teach me? Because that's actually what it's all about.
I love that. And yeah, honestly, to anyone who hears this and is like, okay, who am I? Why am I here? What is going on? Yeah, just know that the answers are hidden in plain sight. Mm-hmm. And if you so feel called, check out the numbers. Yes. Check them out. And, you know, it's really great because once, you know, I've given readings to people, and once they start learning what the numbers mean, it's like spirit can then communicate to them through the numbers more specifically. Mm-hmm. I had a friend who I gave a reading to, and then he was in meditation and he saw the number 4 in reverse. In his mind's eye.
Yes.
And he was trying to flip it up the right way and he couldn't do it. And he was getting really frustrated and he's like, I'm stuck here. Right. I know, it's so funny. And then he ended up saying a prayer. He like put a prayer out of, you know, dear God, dear spirit, whatever, please show me how I can, you know, what I need to incorporate into my life, what I need to put in place to help me heal right now, what action can I take, you know, whatever. And then in his mind's eye, he saw the 4 flip the right way up because his prayer was actually in alignment with what the 4 means.
Wow. I just got chills all over.
It's like, so you know, the four is all about grounding and building and you know, creating foundations that you can have, supporting structures that help you build. It's all about building brick by brick, layer by layer. It's the long-term thing. And that was when he shifted that for himself. And you know, I, even for me, like now obviously I'm very intimately connected with numbers. I'll be talking to someone, a client, anything, and I'll just start to see numbers on their face or numbers on the wall or numbers around, because it's just
That's
so
amazing.
like, this is for everyone. If you tune into a particular communication device, that could be tarot, that could be literally anything, astrology, like doesn't matter. It's just going to be another way that, you know, you can get access to guidance and information.
That is so beautiful. So you see numbers. Numbers are your tool. That is so freaking cool.
Yeah.
You are the only person that I've met in this fabulous life that speaks and lives numerology like that. And I just really want to honor that. And I think that is so beautiful and powerful. And like you said, you're still so young. Like, I am mind blown of the woman. Like, I have no words. It's actually phenomenal. You are already embodying it so much. And only like 2020, you said it really tuned on for you. And I guess it's just a show. You followed what felt right. You followed your guides, your nudges to numbers. And so quickly, if you keep following, it can help you so much. It can be that tool that actually controls everything in your life. And now, like, do you see numbers when you look at me right now?
Yeah, I do. In your necklace, the six
Oh,
points.
beautiful.
That's the first thing I see and think.
So six.
Yeah, do you want to explain like what that necklace is, and I'll tell you the
Sure,
numerological.
it comes out. So I've been wearing, well, it has many names, more no now known as the Star of David. And yeah, it's been kept in drawer for years and years and years. And the other month, I just decided I'm actually going to put this on, and I haven't taken off. And Em's spoken about it heaps, and I love that it's just caught your attention again. So yeah, I would love for you to speak into, yeah, what the numerology intertwined with symbology.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, shove it.
Go on.
Guys, side note, sacred architecture is a thing. Like, you know, so sacred geometry, like all of these things are intertwined with numerology and with numbers, everything, right? So the reason why I love that necklace, the Star of David and the six points, six is literally the number of family and of home. And that's your heritage. That's you wearing, you know, a piece of your family. It's like we've had this conversation before about like be your leading self now for your ancestors who couldn't. That's the gift.
That was the most powerful message ever. It's like, yeah, in this lifetime, we are free to do and wear and be whoever we want to be. And that is such a, what's the word? Yeah, it's for our ancestors, all the people before us that couldn't.
For all the women who couldn't, for all of the lifetimes, for all of the suffering that happens on the planet, we get to be privileged. We get to play these roles now. Like, own it, right? That's why we
Oh.
own it. And that's why the six to me is so fucking important, because that in and of itself, you're repping it. You're repping a whole line of women. But
Oh,
like
babe.
their ceiling is your floor.
Oh, babe. Wow. Like, wow. That is phenomenal. Thank you. That just makes me wearing this so much special. Remember, you actually commented on it when I first posted that I put it on, and you instantly said that. And I was like, I knew I put this on to receive that message from you like that. And it makes me think so much. I love what you said so much of like we get to own it in this life. Like, I know for certain, me speaking about witch things and magic and what we do every day would not have been allowed. There is no way that the women and our ancestors were able to do that publicly, knowing they're safe And it's been a lot of work that I've had to do, like in my soul, in my body, to trust that it's actually safe in this lifetime to speak about it, to have these conversations. And that's why I get powerful women like yourself on to make the freaking most out of this. Like, we get to be loud and seen and speak for them, for everyone before us that tried to speak and couldn't. And so let's be as loud as freaking possible.
Yeah, sounds good. 100%. It's like, and that really entwines with what we were saying at the beginning about like the people who have led the charge spiritually,
mm-hmm.
and have laid the groundwork so that us younger souls, or not younger souls, but younger generations can just like breeze through and like embody a lot quicker. The same goes for all of our ancestors who like laid those foundations without even knowing whether or not they would come into fruition.
Yeah.
They don't get to see the results of the work that they've done as an earthbound human, you know?
Yes, which is what we're doing right now as well, right? Like, this work probably isn't going to see its fruition in our lifetimes, unless we do live to be 300, like I predicted.
Yeah, sounds good.
And yeah, I love that so much. It's just that trust. Oh, yum. This conversation is so heartwarming. Like, did you know we were going to speak about numbers and then be speaking about ancestors and love and creation? And of course you did.
I had no idea. This is just such a fucking honor. I feel very, very, very privileged.
It's an honor, and like, we were divinely guided to meet as well in training last year, and you know, like those connections, how we met in us both being drawn to one place for our soul's mission. Now we're going to be on this journey forever, side by side. Like, I'm always cheering you on, always. I'm like literally watching you take over the world, share numerology, share your knowledge with others, and it will just continue to bloom because that's how it gets to be. And I just love that I'm able to share this space with you. So thank you.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so mushy.
Yeah, I know. So much mush, and we're not even in person. I can't even imagine the mush that would be happening in person. And so before you go, I would love your one juicy input. What is something about numerology that not many people would know? And this can go anywhere.
I mean, that it's for everyone. Like, you know, I think about numbers being hidden all over the planet,
mm-hmm.
you know, that when it comes to something like sacred architecture or sacred sites, that, you know, the width, the depth, the every measurement is really, really, really specifically, you know, designed, and it's all frequency, it's all information. And, you know, I find sometimes the way that I express information can be a little bit like on the frequency, new age, spiritual kind of rhetoric. So I probably lose a lot of the normies, and the corporates and the people who might not use that language to describe it. But, you know, just for anyone who, you know, is interested in numerology and they hear this, or, you know, but they don't necessarily want to jump the full spectrum of, you know, intergalactic and aliens and, you know, what does this constellation do? Or, you know, that this is still for everyone. This can also be practically applied. And, you know, there's a reason that numbers are everywhere. There's a fucking reason. It is everything. So, if, you know, my particular flavor of expression doesn't resonate, but you're still interested, please go and find the way that it does resonate for you, because numbers are still for everyone, and, you know, they're here for a reason.
Oh, I love that so much. And that's so beautiful. And it's just, it's like so much bigger than you and me. It's actually like this beautiful tool that's here for every single person, no matter where they are on their spiritual journeys or language they like to use. So I love that. Thank you. That was, yeah, that was so beautiful and perfect.
Of course.
Oh, yay. So exciting. And so where can people find you? I'll drop your Instagram handle in the show notes as well.
Yeah. Basically Insta. Yeah. Insta, yeah. Facebook, TikTok. I'm actually going to be starting a YouTube channel as well, which awesome. Is super exciting. Yeah.
Because I'm doing like those predictions or monthly numerology readings. Mm-hmm. I see this. I'm excited.
Stay tuned, honey. So, but yeah, Instagram's probably going to be the easiest way, but wherever anyone feels called, you know, socials basically.
Okay. Love it. Yeah. I'll pop the links in the show notes. And thank you so much, Em. Any questions? I'm sure I'll have you back on in the future anyway. Love, love, love chatting with you. So much knowledge, and I never know where these conversations are going to go with you. Like, they could just go anywhere.
Likewise, I feel like I think this is good though. This feels good.
This is perfect. 717 days.
Right? 717 portal, bitches.
All right, love you, and thanks everyone for listening.